This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Big moments or small moments? They all deserve great style. At Marisa's, we're here to help you show up feeling your best, no matter what's on your calendar. Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got style that fits your life and your budget. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
All right, counter at 5:08, we'll drink a toast for the shot of the day. And we do have your headlines on the way at 5:50. But first, quick check out with Mike Hart and some of the stories and headlines he is not working on.
Well, thank you, Miles. The Girl Scouts are introducing a new cookie for the upcoming season.
Oh great.
Yeah, baby. The Explore-mores.
That is a bad name.
When is the season? I thought we already did it this year.
Well, the upcoming season, Ted.
All right.
No, you're right, man.
Do they do it twice a year? I just feel like, I won't say what station it is, the Wolf, but inevitably,
springtime, isn't it?
They bring in like some Girl Scout, and you're not going to say no because you get ambushed. I'm sitting at the desk, I'm working. She's like 11, 12 years old. She's cute, has the sales pitch, and you're like, all right, man, I'm going to buy these cookies from you.
Girl Scout cookies, back off.
Do we ever see her again?
No.
I don't think so.
No, we got the cookies.
Right. Girl Scout cookie season typically runs nationally January to April.
So we're coming up on it.
But it's a Rocky Road-inspired cookie, the Explore-mores. I'm excited for it. It looks good.
What is it supposed to taste like? Explore-mores.
Yeah, I think it's kind of like a s'mores thing that's more on the Rocky Road tip.
No disrespect.
It's got marshmallow. Okay. It's got chocolate.
No disrespect to the Girl Scout cookies. The Girl Scouts, they don't make the cookies. The Girl Scout Cookie Corporation,
they
have not knocked one out of the park in years. I mean, I've tried all their new ones this morning. I've tried them.
The s'mores was great.
Pretty good.
They're okay, but they're not as good as some of the tried and true.
Like what?
Well, I mean,
I think the old ones suck.
Tagalongs are pretty good.
Tagalongs are the good ones.
Thin mints are really good. Samoas, obviously, are the king.
Thin mints are something that you can give away at a restaurant with
even
a check.
Little butter cookies, whatever they're called.
Just the plain-ass, like Ronald McDonald cookies. Plain-ass. That's a great way to...
Isn't that what it's called? Plain-ass Girl Scout cookies.
Plain-ass Girl Scout cookies.
Yeah, I mean, my mom loves those. She's 81.
Yeah.
They're easy on her teeth.
No kidding. Put them in milk, they just disappear in your mouth.
I feel like it used to be a smaller time that you could get them, so people went crazy for them. But I'm with you anymore. It's like, all right. Right.
Yeah. Well, it's just because it happens all the time. And they're everywhere now.
Yeah.
And it used to be like they knock on your door, but now they're knocking on your door to show up at work. They're in front of the grocery store.
Yeah.
They chase you down the street. They're hiding in my dishwasher.
If the girls that I see out front of like the QFC I go to, all right, you're out here hustling. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'll go, all right, you didn't just send mom or dad into work with a page.
Yeah.
So I might buy a box or two off of them.
They're starting to hide them inside the stores, though. They don't make them sit outside anymore, I don't think. Especially when they got that, like that, what's that word? Kind of that secondary door, the one that blocks from the, you know, you got that little gap in there.
That's correct. They're starting
to put them in there. So now I can't spot them when I'm going into the damn store.
That's crap.
I know.
I mean, at this point, that's entrapment. Well, it's like guerrilla warfare.
Like, you're
Girl Scouts. Let's remember this. It's not that your cookies are bad. I have no problem buying the cookies, but I cannot be ambushed every place I go. Like, I bought them at work, and then I go to the store, and then I go home, and then I go here, and then I go there. Like, look, one of you, one. They need one rep per region.
And last time I ran into a Boy Scout, man, he had a bunch of good stuff.
Like, what are the Boy Scouts?
I mean, they've been pipping
popcorn for years.
But they have, like, chocolate turtles or something. I was just like, my man.
They also have the three-pack of pizzas. They basically have everything.
That's a huge one.
Everything that your band in high school would sell whatever they picked.
Right.
The Boy Scouts sometimes, they'd same well.
Got the whole trading post out
yeah.
there.
Those $2 candy bars, you know.
According to a new study, beer drinkers are mosquito magnets.
Yes, we are.
Yeah.
I don't know. I rarely get bitten.
Yeah, it's because mosquitoes are racist.
I believe they are racist, and I love that form of racism. They're like, I ain't biting your black ass.
Right.
You know, I think it's fantastic.
Like, ironically, last week I was talking to somebody who doesn't drink, and they were like, I got so many bug bites. And we were in the same room, and Thrill was across the way, and I go, that a-hole never gets bitten.
I don't.
It just bugs the hell out of me.
Mm-hmm. I hate that you always dump on me something good. Hey, guys, I'm healthy. F you. Hey, man, I don't get bitten by mosquitoes.
You had fleas all over your apartment because of those cats.
Yeah.
And they never even touched you.
No, they're racist,
too. I would walk in the apartment, man. They would come out of wherever they were and like, all right, food.
Finally, a white guy.
Food.
The white meat. The CDC issued a warning that a deadly kissing bug disease is on the rise in the U.S. We've covered that.
I heard about this.
Yeah.
I feel like that was talked about.
You're not supposed to step on them either.
That's right. And they bite your lip and then just start,
and then burrowing
pooping. In. And then pooping in there.
I mean, that's it. I'm going to open a wound on your face, and I'm going to poop in it.
Yeah.
Oh, well, they're
going to bite you in your nostrils, near your eyes, anywhere where there's moisture.
Yeah.
Under your armpits.
In your lips.
They were saying.
Yeah.
In your pants.
Well,
if it's moist.
Yummy, baby.
Sorry, I got excited. I got bit by a bug.
Kissing bug.
Oh.
Do you still stay hot down there in the winter?
It's always warm in the jungle, Miles.
All year long.
Kind of like Hawaii, 88 degrees all the time.
And we were bushwhacking last week. We got a lot of stuff out of there.
Did you really?
It's still warm, yeah.
Cleared out some property?
Yeah.
Barren land.
Well, I have a machete, so.
We've culled the herd.
Right?
We've reaped the field.
Well, I got a flight in a couple weeks. I know. It's going to go off. And we keep talking about it, so now I'm getting ads for cooling underwear.
Are you serious?
Oh.
Yeah.
Cooling
Why
underwear.
Why don't you try it, go through TSA and see how it goes, man? I mean,
I'm
seriously.
Just used to it.
Because then you can tell them, like, hey, man, just side note. I'm wearing cooling under. Usually my bees are red hot.
Or just have ice down there or something. See if they notice.
Oh. Sorry.
Like a couple cubes.
Why is there ice in your underpants?
He's smuggling ice.
I got hot boys.
I got hot boys.
They call me Teddy Hot Bees.
Ted is going to patent a new ice pack that is for your boys, and it's going to be called Hot Boys. Hot boys ice packs.
It's kind of like a pad, but you just stick it in between.
Right.
You just stick it on
it's not too cold it where it's uncomfortable.
They got cooling blankets.
Yeah. You stick it on the happy road between the
I get
boys
ads for those, too.
Boys in the back door. And stick it right there and walk in.
My Instagram's all over the place. You need a cold blanket and cold underwear, dude.
Here you got Hot Bees, son.
Fix your problem. Here's a little fan for down there.
The bee fan.
Sir, is there an electronic in your pants?
It's a fan for
my boys. Oh, they're running hot.
Put your thinking caps on, boys. It's time for the...
Reach down between my legs. You go, damn, that's hot.
Ow!
The touch of the curling
iron. Ding dong.
He needs an oven mitt when he uses the bathroom.
Yeah. Well, I'm used to it. Sometimes I break it out for her.
You're going to need this.
Damn it. Put your thinking caps on, boys. Time for the Merriam-Webster word of the day. It is an I word that means to say something in a subtle or indirect way. An I word meaning to say something in a subtle or indirect way. Ted Smith, any guesses?
Inconspicuous.
Ooh, I like it. Miles.
Yeah. Indiscreet.
Indiscreet. I like it. Steve the Thrill Hill. An I word that is to say something that is subtle in a subtle or indirect way.
Innocuous.
Incognito.
Insinuate.
Whatever.
New research suggests that while cutting back on
I never said you're ugly.
Well, like you,
out
you're
loud.
You're obviously good looking.
New research suggests that while cutting back on caffeine may not cause vivid dreams, they say it could set the foundation for them. That's a cop out.
Isn't that kind of
causing them?
What, do you drink coffee before you go to bed? Like, who does this?
I think you're supposed to not drink coffee, like, you're supposed to, like, cut it off at noon, like, 8 hours before you go to bed or something like that.
All right.
So.
I don't know.
Or maybe just cutting down on the caffeine.
Some more of it. Cut back. You drink a lot of coffee. Cut back, see what happens.
Yeah. I'm going to get pissy.
Yeah.
That's what's going to happen. I'm going to get mad during the day. More on sleep. The growth hormone not only fuels your sleep, it also pushes you back awake.
Growth hormone, so it makes you go to sleep and then wakes your ass up.
Makes you go to sleep. Well, it kind of pushes you. It fuels your sleep.
Okay,
makes you sleep better as it's repairing everything that's going on.
What really wakes you up in the morning? Is it an alarm?
Crippling anxiety.
Okay. Cool. Mine is like three big farts. And then that kind of loosens up, and now I gotta pee.
Oh no.
We got to pee, and then I go back to bed, and then within like 15 minutes, now I gotta go number two.
Voices of the dog.
Yeah.
As in the voices in the home, not in my head.
Or a garbage.
But once other people are up, then the dog has determined that it is important that I also get out of bed.
Sometimes my new kid, Linus, Dom, he'll wake up from sleeping at my feet. He'll wake up and he'll stumble up by my face, and then he'll just.
Right,
just flop right onto me, and then that's how I wake up.
That doesn't sound like the worst thing.
And then if I dare shift, then he'll just get up and he'll run and he'll go find his mom and he'll scream the entire time.
And now my dog just runs down the hall, dives into bed, and starts licking my bald head.
Oh, I think bald head.
Basically saying, like, are you awake?
Yeah, back to 10.
Back to 10.
I'll cool him off for you, buddy.
Here we go.
That's actually heating him up.
Yeah.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. We're about personalized style that fits your life. Made for real-life moments. Maurice's.
Well, the football party turned deadly when somebody forgot to bring something, Miles.
What did they forget to bring?
Tell you all about it at 5:50.
Thank you, sir. Headlines are coming up at 5:50. In the meantime, have we made it to drinking time?
Somebody out there deserves to be recognized. And the men's room knows just who it is. So to you, we say, bottoms up, sailor. You're the toast of our shot of the day.
Drink time it is, and as usual, we head to the drink desk and Steve at Thrill Hill to find out who we're toasting.
Yes, indeed. And today we toast Ryan Berger, offensive lineman for the Oregon State Beavers. Now, this past Saturday, like most college teams, they had a football game. No big deal. And as happens during football games, teams get penalized for a variety of different things. And as my brother has explained, being a referee, just says, look, between plays, and Mike, you heard this with the parabolic mic, you hear a lot of stuff that you're not supposed to air on TV. Well, as it turns out, since he does play offensive lineman, he got called for the most offensive lineman of penalties, which is holding. Not a huge deal.
No, no.
He got caught. He will admit that he was, in fact, holding, but he got busted for it. Unfortunately, the way this timed out on a national television audience program, as the referee is explaining to the home crowd what the call is and who it's against, our honoree Ryan was walking by him. And keep in mind, he did not do this on purpose. It was just the timing of where he was walking, where the ref was standing at the time the ref opened the mic.
Holding offense, number 64, 10-yard penalty.
It seems to be the common opinion here.
So what you don't know, it was one of the loudest F-bombs you will ever hear. This is a football player.
He's just screaming in frustration.
Yeah, but it's just, he's kind of walking behind the official, and he really did not do it to be heard.
But he got picked up on the mic.
Oh, he got picked up.
He's just frustrated with himself.
Oh, yeah.
Frustrated, but at the time that the ref was set, literally when he called his number, he is standing behind him, just walking by, and just, you see him drop his head back, and yeah, it went everywhere. But I thought the announcers did a good job of covering it, going, yeah, that's the general sentiment.
That beaver's got a dirty mouth.
He does, a dirty, dirty mouth. But I appreciate it. So we pour this booze, and we drink this booze because we think it's yummy.
Yummy!
So over the tongue and down the throat to party in our tummies.
Down the hola, bichola!
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by StreetEasy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.me for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.